there.
Your next question comes from Ann Wishart from Investigate Magazine. Please go ahead.
Hi, Andrew. Just a question on quality control. What I and many others are trying to get to the bottom of is how on earth the quality control procedures on testing incoming milk failed to pick any of this up, not just at Sanlu, but at 22 Chinese dairy companies.
Well, you don't normally, you know, you can't test for every poison out there. You know, you test for things that are known issues with respect to milk, and to our knowledge, there isn't a dairy company in the world that tests for melamine because it's not a naturally occurring substance in milk. So, you know, you do the best you can, and sometimes something like this, whether you like it or not, if somebody breaks the law and puts a poison chemical into the product, we're all vulnerable to that.
Did Fonterra get put on notice by the recent health scares in China and the quality control? Did you raise any issues with Sanlu and your team over there at that stage about whether their quality control was good enough?
I'm not sure which issues you're referring to, but clearly we have worked with Sanlu aggressively to improve their quality control. That's part of the relationship that we have. And we were getting increasing confidence that quality control was there. But to pick up a criminal contamination is this very, very sad issue that we're facing.
Well, going beyond that, as you pointed out, the Washington Post and others are reporting there's a wide range of dairy companies in China are now found to have this additive in their formula. So it's not just Sanlu. This seems to be an industry-wide problem. Surely somebody within the industry over there must have been aware that this is more than just one case. This is an industry-wide poisoning epidemic.
Well, what I can take you through is how we learned about it, because I don't know what others have done. But I can tell you that there was talk about sort of who said what prior to August 2nd when we learned about this. And so I actually went back to kind of get the facts about it. And on August 2nd at a Sanlu board meeting, our representatives were told that Sanlu's helpline had received calls about sick babies as early as March of this year. And in response to those complaints, Sanlu put in place a project team to investigate the issues and was working with parents and infants to carry out a detailed testing of the product. This is what we were informed on the 2nd of August, our people who were at the board. Test results at that time showed no quality issues with Sanlu's product. In addition, they engaged three separate provincial testing labs to undertake further testing. They engaged the National Dairy Product Quality Monitoring and Testing Center. They engaged the National Environmental Product Quality Monitoring Testing Center and the Ministry of Agriculture Dairy Quality Monitoring Testing Center. And none of these tests showed any quality issues with the product. It was not until beginning of August that melamine was found in those test samples. So the reason I'm saying this is there was, you know, this is the challenge in trying to find a criminal contaminant. There was a lot of people testing this on behalf of Sanlu before Sanlu found melamine.
Just
I don't know what else is going on in the rest of China, whether other people knew about it sooner. I can't speak for that. But I can just give you that evidence is what went on inside Sanlu.
Appreciate that. Just two final very quick questions to tidy this up then. On the issue of melamine, the media reports were very quick to describe melamine as an additive designed to increase the appearance of protein in the milk. So obviously this is something the industry has been aware of, otherwise you wouldn't know the explanation for it.
We learned about the explanation about melamine when it hit because we discovered that there was a pet food scandal a few years ago. And so there was lots of information at that time about melamine.
Okay, and then finally, the issue of the other Chinese dairy companies. Are you aware of any other Chinese milk products imported into New Zealand or elsewhere?
No, we are aware that the New Zealand Food Safety Authority said that there were no Chinese milk products imported into New Zealand.
Is it possible that any could have been?
To my knowledge, and I can tell you that Fonterra has not sold Chinese milk products outside of China, with that one exception of Taiwan.
In the same way that Taiwan came up, is it possible that any other Chinese milk products have been rebadged in other countries?
I can only speak for Fonterra. Fonterra knows that the only one was the product that we acquired in Taiwan. So if a third, another company sold Chinese milk powder to somebody else, I can't make any comments on that.